I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, welcome, Welle, back to this Divine Design podcast.
Thank you, Aunt Peggy. Such an honor to be here with you. It brights my day.
The same for me. And we just lined up, and it's 2 weeks since this last time we spoke, and it has happened enormously much in both of our lives. It's like, wow, it feels like we talked yesterday, but at the same time, it feels like a year because it has happened so much. So it is...
So true.
Yeah. So we will share something, what has happened, and we have spoken about ecosystem, because we are an ecosystem, and that we need all what is, because we often said, no, we don't want parasite, we don't want this, we don't want that, but actually it is a learning, it is a growing. So maybe you can say something, because you put it so wisely.
Oh, I'm Peggy. Yeah, I guess my understanding of how everything belongs keeps on expanding in beautiful ways. It is as if I do know it mentally already for a very long time. It's like, yes, everything is one. But then, of course, there's a thing like, okay. And then if I have woodworms in the wood of my terrace, is that also part of the oneness? And then it's just sitting with, if mice come to visit me and visit my cupboards, do they also belong? And then it's just being with, how can I find a way to have reverence for all life and all creations and still make that it's livable, that we each have our own unique space. That there is, I learn now how to be, if I take the mice as an example with the woodworms, I still need to start. With the mice, I'm really honoring them. I'm meeting them on a very deep level, almost soul to soul. I'm meeting them. I'm really honoring their existence. I'm honoring what they're offering to the greater whole, even if I might not be aware of what that actually is, just honoring them. And then I ask for my space and I offer them their space. So I feel, you know, I noticed that we had woodworms, and my first reaction was also about, my God, that's dangerous. The wood, there's going to happen something. The ceiling of the terrace is going to fall down. We need to do something. But then I just relaxed and I thought, no, maybe there's another way. Then I started to look up alternatives way through Google. And you know, it's even more than that. Yes, there are the very powerful chemical ways, which are really destroying the woodworms. And also, I guess, in a way, destroying us, because they're not healthy for us neither.
Oh.
And then there was the grandmother's way, where you could use a highly concentrated alcohol combined with vinegar. But then still I was wondering, but no, this is still wanting to get rid of them. And I do know, I'm living in a place where we have a lot of forest. We need woodworms to clean up all the wood that is everywhere around. So we need them. It's just like, how can we invite them for themselves as well to be in a much more healthy space, a space where they could really enjoy themselves much more than in the ceiling of my terrace. And just to rebalance, to find a way in which We all have our place where we can live our life to the fullest. And then I really mean everything and everybody. Mice, rats, woodworms, everything. Bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a radical new way of thinking. We are including everything. And if we want to be whole, we have to actually include everything. And if you see in Western medicine, it's like killing, killing, killing. So that has been the old way. So as we started before this podcast to say, okay, we really need to shift our mind. The way we have perceived the world and the way we have done it, like killing, killing and making a lot of poison and poisoning insect and all the thing. But it's affecting us as well. We are destroying our habitats. A lot of microcosmos and ecosystem. We are destroying ecosystem, and we as human are an ecosystem. So, yes. and when you talk about the house, the woodworms and mice and rats, that's kind of we see it as someone invading our house. So it's like where we live. And I have had the same experience for 15 months in my body. So I have had parasite inside. So that's even, okay, they have been in me. And I haven't, I haven't given them so much attention. I did it when I went to hospital, of course, because then I fainted and I had brain fog, and it was critical in July, August was critical. But then when I found out, oh, it's parasite, because I didn't know how, because it was really bad. But then it's parasite. And when I was at the hospital several times, they didn't find out about the parasite. They said, we don't understand anything. They thought it was a heart attack, a stroke, but nothing makes sense about the symptoms. And I hadn't control with my hand and my foot and everything. But then I started to use black walnut. And then I kind of pacified them because they wasn't so active. So I just used that, and it's kind of, I knew that I still had them because I hadn't gotten them out of the system, but it functioned. So I was kind of back in my normal. But then I had two deep ceremony in Mars, very deep. They lasted for 5 days, both of them. And in one of the ceremony, I decided to go into fasting to cleanse my body. And a lot of people are fasting, but I didn't know. I know now. I went into a trap, kind of. When you are fasting and you are not going into a sauna or letting the sluice out, letting the poison out, kind of, then the parasite explode inside you. So I went into a fasting, and the parasite then, whoop, it intensified in my body because I didn't do sauna. Because my intestine stopped. So I didn't poo. So the kind of the energy was stopped inside me. So the parasite is smart. They are very smart. So they stopped my system and they exploded. So in the end of March and April, they really got me. I fainted, and all the things that I did in August was back. Yeah. And it's like, okay, Aunt Peggy, you actually need to have some focus on this. You cannot just let them be there, because now, yeah. So then I went into it, as you Google it, and I find out, okay, so I bought wormwood, but it's another wormwood that you are talking about. This, we call it in Norsk malurt. It is Artemisia. Yeah. So I ate that, and also cloves and silver, active silver, and black walnut. I took all the ingredients that says when you have parasite, do this. And I did all of them. And I also took sauna every day, 1 hour, because then it's... And I eat a lot of sea that helped my gut, so I pooed a lot. Because you have to let it out, because... So I did that, and then I said, because I have, I'm a healer. I have done a lot of radical healing on my patient. So I said, okay, now I want to experience radical healing on myself. So I'm ready to have radical healing, because I was supposed to wait for another ingredients about these healing herbs in late June. And I thought, no, I don't need, because I know that radical healing is possible. So I lined up for that. But what happened? This was a Friday afternoon. Then a lot of emotion. I have to say this before. I have spoken a lot to the parasite. They have informed me so much information. And they came into my body 5th of February 2024, when I went into religious consciousness. So it is the religious consciousness parasite. And it's not only one religious, it's the general, what does religion do with us? And religion is not God. Religion is kind of a doctrine that you obey to. So they have informed me, and it's so much emotion in them. So much grief, so much sadness, and so much, they were so afraid. They just wanted, they were so afraid and wanted to cry and all of this. So when I came to this Friday, so much emotion was in me, and it felt like, because I'm in flow almost all the time, but then the flow stopped. And I thought, what is this? I don't understand, because I was so angry and I yelled and all this dark emotion. I swore and said, what is happening? Am I besat? Something taking over, because it felt like, what is this? I don't understand. And it was going on for several hours, and I tried to do something in the midst of it, making a video to a course I'm having. So I was outside, and what happened, this has never happened in my life before. I have a luck tree. I have a tree that I'm connecting to. It's helping me. So when I do the recording, I'm standing next to this tree, and I was there for 1.5 hours. And around me, for 1.5 hours, went a reindeer flock, 20, 30 animals around me, and several white, and special one was kind of, wow, white reindeer. And the symbolic of reindeers is like, well, now you are going up to the next level. But I didn't think about that, because the parasite was in me, it's like, aah! So I saw, it was like fascinating, all the reindeers around me, and ooh. So I went in, and when I went into the house, I just yelled a lot, because I had to have it. It wanted out. It wanted an expression, because it was so much anger and swearing and sadness and so much to just let it out some way. And then I thought, okay, the only thing I have to do is surrender. I cannot do anything. So I just went to bed. And then the pain in my body, wow, it was like bone pain. It's like someone ate my bone. So it was, wow, the parasite, what are you doing? You are totally controlled. So I had no control over myself. So it felt like I was going to die. And so, I'm going to die. And in this, I felt that I was going to die. I fainted. And I fainted. I said, okay, take me light. And then I heard, I'm here. And then Archangel Raphael come and said, okay, I trust you. And I fainted into the light. And I came back and felt the craziness in my body. And I said, okay, I trust. And it was kind of a battle between light and dark. And the dark said, you have to call the hospital, because now you are going to die. So it was like, okay, no, I trust. I go into the light. But my thought was also, okay, I should call my husband. I should call someone, because I'm going to die. Will they find me? Because I'm in a death process, because it was a death process and it was painful. And I don't know how, I think it was around 3-4 o'clock. Then I fell asleep after giving up and fainted in and out of this, and the pain in my body. When I woke up some hours later, I thought, what happened to me? And I said, help me to understand. And then it was, well, you asked for radical healing. And you went to an ego death with your parasite. They have lived inside you for more than 15 months. they was a part of you. They was a part of your ecosystem. So you have put them out of your ecosystem, and then it had to die. So they went to an ego death, and I went with them because they have informed me. I have actually changed my personality for 15 months. My husband has said, wow, you didn't like this before. You didn't like that before. So going into religion, because this is symbolic, if you say yes to something, this do something with your emotion. So my emotional system, the parasite took over my emotional system. They didn't like me to go ice bathing, but I forced myself to do it. And they didn't like me to take sauna and a lot of things, food. I started to eat not so healthy as I did before because they wanted food that they thrive in. And they wanted me to be stressed. And I had a lot of exam taking theology and studying, and that is a lot of stress. So they actually created environment for them to thrive in me. So they became me. And all what has happened this 15 months is like, wow, wow. And it's only, I spoke a little bit with them last year, but it was only now, this year, I really started to communicate. Okay, tell me, what are you feeling? What are you? And I, as you said, I met them with reverence. I love them because they were so afraid. I said, okay, it's okay to be afraid because they just wanted to hide and wanted a mother to hold them. So it was like, we need a mother to hold us. And they find religion as a mother to hold them. But this religion actually made them more afraid because they didn't honor their own divine source, their God sourceness, divine essence. They give it away to a religion, and in that they became more and more frightened. So it's so many dimensions of learning in this, and this radical healing happening from Friday to Saturday. It was like, wow. Yeah, it was much. And I have just tried to summon up 15 months. So, but yeah, this is, we are a microcosmos. We are an ecosystem, and we have a lot of parasites. We have viruses, we have bacteria, and we have to nourish and make balance in our system. If I just took poison, and it's not poison, this, because this is herbs. They don't like this. So this is, so how can we do it another way, as you say, not to use a lot of poison, because you can have another space. I want my space. So now I'm, after this, what happened Saturday, I made a ecstatic dance for I don't know how long because I went out of time. It was a divine dance, and I cried in ecstasy because, oh, I had my body for myself. But it's not for myself because I am a microcosmos. So I have learned how to take care of my microcosmos and the probiotic, how important it is to have probiotic in the intestine and yeah, the communication system that we are. Yeah. So having this inside me instead of in the house, wow, it has been deep lessons. Really.
Yeah. May I unpack, add a few things? Because what you're saying is so, so precious. My God, it's so, so precious. It's just to help our audience.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, to point out, in Aunt Peggy's story, there is an amazing, precise timing for everything.
Yeah.
So it's to know that when something is happening in your precious body, your body is never against you. Your body loves you. And so there is a precise timing, and radical healing can only happen when it's the right time.
Yeah.
And it won't happen before because it wouldn't be useful for you. It wouldn't be of any assistance for the greater whole. And then this is, I took a few notes. Yeah. So that the moment a physical process starts, there will always be something that ignited it. Something that made it start. with you, Aunt Peggy, that was the moment you delved deep into the religious consciousness. There was a meeting, a possibility there, an invitation for you to meet that religious consciousness in a physical way, in order for you to be able to do all that you are doing in a much, much bigger way.
Yep.
And it's just for everybody who's listening to be very clear, it's always different. I'm just pointing out in Aunt Peggy's story what touched me, where I thought, oh yes, this is just to help you to see that, wow, this is all so amazing. It's all so divine. Yes, even having parasites within your body is divine. It's divine. There's a divine precision in all of it. And it enabled you, Aunt Peggy, to move through all those emotions. A lot of those emotions aren't yours. I'm pretty sure they're not.
Yeah, no, that is not
them from the bigger collective field, because you are who you are. You are in service, so much in service, that what in the divine precision, it's as if your soul decided, Aunt Peggy, those 15 months, we're going to do something else. We're going to do pretty hard work, and your whole body is going to be with it, in it, and parasites as well. And so you did all of this and all those emotions. And yes, you changed. And then often what we will think, oh, we're invaded by an alien consciousness. But maybe it's okay, it's words. Yes, you changed. Because in the process, that the amazing, wonderful process that you were doing, that was a requirement that your personality was able to adapt and to move and to exchange with the parasites. And yes, you changed what you were eating. And that whole process is the always, I'll always return to, is divine precision. To know, you know, you are God and so are. The parasites, they're God too. They're not different. They're part of the oneness. So I love it. I so much honor you, Aunt Peggy, in all of it, how you were able and yes, you invited that part within yourself that represents Angel Raphael, because that's also you. Yeah. You invited him and you went through a process of deep surrendering, which is the only way in which at the right moment that radical healing was possible. So it's like to explain everybody listening that one cannot be for the other and there's no way to urge something. There's no way to get rid of something before it's time. It's just to always try to be in that full acceptance of what is here now.
Yeah.
And just accept.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm so glad you said it because I have said several years ago, 5 years ago, actually, I said, I am for humanity. I take on things for humanity. I'm not doing it for, because I have kind of gone through my life. So this is not personal. So what I'm taking upon is for humanity. I'm helping others as a healer, medicine woman as we are. So we have said yes to help others. So that's important. So if I thought that this only was about me, then I would have misinterpreted this.
Yes.
Because it's not, because I knew that this was the consciousness, the collective consciousness of a sect, of a religion, and what it does with us in an individual level. It changes us. It affects our emotion. And it actually do us more afraid because we hear that the light is out of us. We don't stand in our power, our own power, our own godness.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And what I feel, what we touch upon, Aunt Peggy, which is so important, that when you are spiritually involved, when you are a healer, you shouldn't be ill. Because you are so evolved that you should be above that. As a misconception, it's not true. You are me and I am you. We are each one of the people who are listening to us, we are them and they are us. So yep. Of course, we're all in it together. So we will do our physical processes together as long as it takes. And as long as that's where we are collectively, that's what we're going to do. So it's so amazing. It's just to welcome and not have any shame about moving through physical processes, but honor them. Just be in delight, even when you're in pain.
Yeah, and I'm glad you touched upon that, because in 10 years ago, if maybe 15 years ago, I remember, well, I'm a healer. Why am I so much sick? Because I was in that thought program that I said, I can't be a healer because I feel so much sick. But I didn't, in the beginning, it was hard to distinguish between my field and other, because I just absorbed everything. And that was my pathway to understand. So I need to understand, okay, here is me, and feel the difference. So when I went to a supermarket, it was crazy. For several years, I couldn't go to a supermarket. Yeah, for 15 years ago, or yeah, 15, 20 years ago, it was, wow, I was drained being at the supermarket. But now if I go to a supermarket, I don't feel anything, because I'm standing in my power. I know who I am. So it has been my the path that I have learned about myself, my power, my God source, and moving now to the new human, as we are invited to do.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, we, as medicine women, we, the best wisdom is to experience it. We cannot read it. We have to feel it in our body. So it is the shift that, okay, this is, as I have said, I've said yes to the bigger game. I'm here for humanity, not for myself. I was kind of for myself for 40 years. And then that personality died. Then I went to an ego death for myself. Mm-hmm. And now I can have taken on other ego death for others. But I also, because I did a ceremony, this 12th was really big. 12th of May. And I did a ceremony, and I recorded more than three and a half hours, because it was so much coming through. And what came through, one of them was Heather, and the other one was the Divine Council. So they said, we have really upgraded you now. Now, everything that happens, now you are ready to really step up. And it came so much wisdom, so I just need to integrate it and listen to it. It will take me a day, but wow, what happened? 12th of May, that was really an upgrade. And the last thing I listened to, it popped up a video when I was going to bed, and it said, do you know about the 12th of May, what's happening? And I just had been in a ceremony all day. And then it said, well, 12th of May, the big moon, this was the timing when Buddha awakened. So this is kind of, this is a big... The energy now is very strong. Everything is intensifying. And it was. Wow, it was. So I just knew that I need to do a ceremony. And I did. So, yes. Radical healing and going into the new human. Wow. What we are going into is, it's the unknown, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to add something practical to it. You know, this huge energy, the portals that have been opening through the full moon yesterday, is what that offers us in our daily life, is that the universe will now, like, in each moment, offers you openings. Offers you ways to experience abundance, but in a completely different way. And yeah, oh, I'm begging. So I relate so to you. Me too, I know I'm here in service of the greater whole. There's no other way. That's just it. And I know that. Me too. No, I can go to the supermarket and just radiate. Yeah. And there's always those beautiful little things happening. I come out of the supermarket and I'm just radiating even more.
Yeah.
Just happy. Yeah. Just laughing in my car.
Yeah.
And this is where the we are in resonance with the universe, and the universe is continuously offering us new pieces, and, yeah. and we pass them on. They move through us and we pass them on. Yeah. So it's amazing. It's just amazing. And I guess inviting everybody is just to be aware, be open, yeah. allow all those little pieces to come to you. And just at the end of the day, write them down. All the ways where you know, ah, this happened. Wow, that was beautiful. Oh, this little thing. Wow, that was beautiful. Then you will see that your list will become bigger and bigger by the day. And this is the energy coming in right now.
Yeah. And I'm reminded when we talk about radical healing, what they said several times, because I was in pain and it was so much emotion. And also this night, said, oh, it's so painful because it felt like I was eating up. And when we radical heal, we think that healing is just a bliss. No, because the energy moved so hard in me. So I have experience. I can't say that it is for all, but when I experience radical healing, sometimes it's really hard on my body. It was so painful, and it's like, okay, but I knew it was for the good. So because the energy was so deep, so I just wanted to say radical healing can feel as pain. And then just, as I said, surrender into the light, because the pain was so hard that I fainted. And I choose the light in the pain. So I want to say radical healing can be extreme, because this radical healing was extreme. It was so painful. So I fainted into the pain and choose light. And it felt like I'm dying. And yes, it was the ego death of the religious way of thinking.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I experienced that myself in my body 2 weeks ago. Same thing. Really fainting into the pain, into the chaos within me. And yes, radical healing is pretty intense, as so much energy is moving through you. And I've witnessed the same with my youngest daughter. So I was with her yesterday in a healing, and feeling the intensity of the energy moving through her. And I knew what, my God, that is just blowing all the dense part within you away in order for you to really recreate like almost a whole new vascular and nervous system within herself. It's like it was... very, very, very big.
Yeah.
So that resonates with where you were saying that within, to bring us back to our theme of today, within our own ecosystem, as within the ecosystem of the earth, there is, my God, so much changing and shifting right now.
Yes.
So much changing and shifting. And it's just the only invitation is to just surrender. Yeah. Just surrender.
Yeah, it is. It is actually. And the tsunami and all the volcano and everything that is happening and will continue to happen. This is like a radical healing. It is Mother Earth is radical healing by herself because she is wise.
Yeah.
So she is trusting.
Yeah. And so are we. It's amazing. All of it is so intense. This is also the intense energy. Yeah. Happening. And it has not to be hard or difficult, even not when there's pain. It has not to be hard and difficult.
No,
these two are old concepts.
Yeah, I know. But it is intense. But it was the old, because it was the old. The parasite was the old, the consciousness. And then it was hard and it was painful. So that's the old way. So now I have... kind of go into an ego death through that. So now I will do it another way. So, but to help others, as being in service, we need to feel in our own what, so we can label it and say, what this is what's going on. In the last podcast, I spoke with Manji, and she was just in her dark night of the soul. And she said, it's crazy energy. It was really crazy. And the electronics and everything around her blew out. And she was kind of, and I'm so glad that we spoke, because what she is in, a lot of people is in the dark night of the soul, and it feels like you are dying. It is a death process. So most of the people are in a death process. And yeah, I know that the old thinking is like, okay, we have to go to hospital. We have to go to hospital. And maybe we have to go to hospital. But it's also a piece there. Do you trust? Listen. Listen. Because it's something bigger that wants to come in. You are invited into the next step of you, next stage of your evolution. So we are invited into the next step of evolution of ourselves.
Yeah, reminds me of something you said, and I did too. It's true that we don't have to move through it alone. And yeah, often what we then do is we're like, we need to go to hospital because we need help.
Yeah.
But you found another way, and so did I. We did open for help.
Yeah.
We invited all possible help,
yeah,
and we surrendered to that help. So we kind of went into the healing chambers, which are around the earth,
yep,
and we were helped and we were healed.
Yep.
So it is like kind of the equivalent of a hospital, but on a much higher frequency. So it's not, we need to be clear, Aunt Peggy, none of us did it on our own. We didn't stay within ourselves and helpless and like victims. On no, we opened up and we said, please help me.
Yeah, and also I have healed other when I was in this also, that has, the doctor has said you will die. So a lot of people have come to me this period and I have healed them. And I always said, but you have it in yourself. But I know that when we are in kind of crisis, we take everything. And I remember special one of them was in and out of hospital and doing a lot of things and said, the only thing is that helps me is when you heal me. That's the only release I get because I activated the light and what's in her. So, but she was in hospital, she was in therapeutic, you tried everything. And he said, the only thing that's helping me is your healing. Then I get to breathe again. It's like you open me. And then it lasted for a week, and then she went into the crisis mode, and so it was like in and out and in and out. But I said, you will, in the end of the tunnel, you will own your own power. So I helped them when I go through the dark night of the soul, since I have been through it, and you, the people that have gone through it and know this is an ego death, and it feels like we are dying because the old us are dying, the programming, the everything is dying. So we are reborn into a new species.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
So since both you and me have done it, we can put words to it and try to help others that are in the midst of it. Because this period, yes, and 2025, 26 and 27 will be hard on most people. These 3 years have shown me that this is the hardest, but it's also a portal. So if we choose, but that's the hardest thing for us to choose light, because we are so familiar with the old. So, but yeah, it is an invitation, as I said.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what we said when we met, Aunt Peggy. It's, yeah, the willingness to unlearn a lot,
yes,
of what we think we are, what we think life is, what we think, how we should be, who we should be, and just let go and let go and let go. Yeah. And I can feel how the service we are offering is really that, is that opening up, inviting, yeah, the light that you already are, the beautiful new human that you already are. It's what I said yesterday to my daughter after the healing. I said to her, Emma, you have no idea how radiant and beautiful and powerful you are, because she also temporarily lost her voice. And I said to her, it's wow. She was looking at me, Mom, it's not wow. I said, it is, because you need to lose your voice, because I was in contact with your unique new voice. My God, it's a symphony. It's such a big symphony. and say, you will be able to connect with it in your precise timing. I don't know when. I don't know if that will be tomorrow or next week. I don't know. But I'm sure I've so seen it. I almost moved with your symphony in the healing. It was just extraordinary. And just to share that, because that's with everybody. And to just, I on the end of the healing, I so honored the soul, which is my daughter, to just like, thank you that I was able to witness you, to be with you. What an honor.
It's fascinating. So it is. And actually, when you talk about your daughter and her new voice, what happened this morning when I meditated, my eyes have started to shift. So my eyes is upgrading. It's like, I see much more. It's like, I tried to find what is happening to my eyes. But also the invitation for me said that, okay, we will work on you in your body for four more months. Because now you are upgrading. So a lot of things will happen, but it is, and then you have started the cleansing. The worst have been when the parasite and ego death, and but now I was invited to the next step. So it will not be as hard, because the hardest had been, but it will be changes. And my sight is different, and my voice will change. So my senses will change, because we are invited up to another level. So if something is to know it, intellectual, but then we need, the body need to adjust to it. So my body need, what I did in a couple of hours, my body needs 4 months to do. And that's the way it is, because our body has another rhythm than the intellect. And as you said about your daughter, you saw it, you felt it, and it will be the right timing. And she will see, wow, this was a new step of me. And it was my evolution.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I so love it.
I'm reminding about, because I'm cooperating with a pastor, Helge Hognestad, and he has written a lot of books. And he says in the books that we are standing in the midst of a big evolution against God. And he's a priest, and it's like, so he tried to do a change in the church. So I met him also, but he was thrown out of the church because he was too radical, because he said we have the light inside of. So he have kind of went the hardest part in Norway, because twice he was put out because the bishops, and they said, well, you are too radical. We don't want you in the church. You are, So, and then 10 years afterward, another woman priest put him in again, and then he served. But he had really made a big difference, because he's honoring the new. And he said, well, we are in the midst of the big evolution towards our source godness.
We are. We so are.
So it is. Yeah, I know for a lot of people it is hard, but it is another way. It is another way. When we have gone through the hard, then it will be easy.
Yeah, it definitely will.
Yeah.
And also honoring, even if it's hard for you, honor where you are, even in hardships, honoring you for what you're doing.
And also, as you said, and I say, I know that everything that happens in my life is for me.
Yes.
Even the parasite was for me. I couldn't speak about all this. I had an experience. If I read it, it will be from the consciousness of the writer. Now I have experienced it, and it's a consciousness, and I have a expanded consciousness to see it from higher dimension. So I could put it in a bigger context, not only see, oh, parasite, no, just kill them, kill. No, it is back to the ecosystem that we are. All of us are ecosystem, and my ecosystem is affecting your ecosystem. All the ecosystem is cooperating. So we need to have balance and learn from ecosystem, because we have a lot of microorganisms, and they are informing us. They are helping the cells to communicate with each other. There are signals. So we are just borrowing this body, and this body is made of cells and a lot of microorganisms. So the consciousness is just using this microorganism, and we as human need to find a way to that's we are gods of this ecosystem. So we as gods need to what do you call it, stewardship this this ecosystem. That's the main thing.
Yeah, be good stewards. Yeah, that's so true. And not trying to control it, not trying to organize it, but yeah, just create the space for it and let go as much as possible from all limiting doubts or concepts or beliefs so that it all can thrive. Because there's so much we don't know yet.
That's
so much we don't know, we don't understand.
Yeah, this is the evolution vehicle. Also, when we, as he said, we are in the midst of evolution and we evolve through this. If we listen to this, then we really, the consciousness, rising of the consciousness, if we understand this and how to take care of it and do it in a higher way, kind of, then we will understand that we are divinity.
Yes. Yes, and that every cell of our body, whether it is a human cell or a non-human cell, it's all part of divinity. It's all divine. Each of those cells is divine.
Yeah.
Whatever way it acts, even if it becomes a cancer cell, it's still divine.
And if it's a cancer cell, it shows us something. It's wisdom. So we just need to say, okay, why do one of my cell or some of my cell become cancer? Okay, there is a pattern there. Okay, I need to adjust my ecosystem. There's something in my ecosystem that is not in balance. So it's informing us all the time. So the way we have thought about disease and sickness, we have to change it because it's not against us. It is for us. Sickness and diseases are for us. They are helping us. If we understand why we have this, it's like, wow, I don't have balance in my ecosystem. It's something I have missed. Okay, can I integrate it? So it's then we need to integrate more of us because it is like we haven't watched a part of us. So okay, this part need to be seen. If it's the brain or if it's the liver, and it's like, okay, I need to communicate with my liver. It isn't healthy. So what is the part in me? Because liver, as an example, it's anger. Okay, maybe I carry anger from my ancestor that I haven't. They want to be seen or want to kind of transform. Yeah. So it is an invitation again. All the sickness, all the imbalance is an invitation to grow, to evolve.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's part of their evolutionary template.
Yes.
So as we also said in the beginning, we need to radically shift our mind.
Yeah.
And just living with the concept that, okay, everything is for me. Okay. To really, not as a concept, but live it.
Yeah.
Because I lived it when I had a parasite and I trusted so much that I just forgot on them. So I have that's also a learning to me. I trust so much. It's like, okay, it requires me to do something also. But I have so much trust and I know that everything is for me. So that also, it's a shift of mind.
It's a shift of mind. And that's a beautiful small step. Just whatever happens within you or around you, just shift it to, this is not happening against me, it's happening for me.
Yeah.
And then there is always then the joy and the love and the ease coming with it from, wow, I wonder, what would it be? What will it bring?
Yeah. And when one person do this for their family, they don't only do it for themselves. They do it for the whole family. It ripples so much.
Yeah.
What I have done, yeah, what I have done now is for the collective field of religion. So it's like, I haven't done it just for myself. I have done it for thousands. All are invited to understand.
Yes. I love this. It's for everybody listening. Whatever you do, whatever you move through, it's not only for you. You're part of a greater whole. So it will be contagious. It will affect. It will spread.
Wow, I love where this conversation went. It's like, yeah, we were supposed to talk about ecosystem, but radical healing, it is actually an ecosystem in balance, radical healing. Then your ecosystem is in divine balance. Yeah. So that is, a radical healing is your ecosystem being in divine balance. So then, as I have heard a lot, some people feel it is like, oh, it's heaven on earth. And then they go back and then they want more healing. So it is also, it is the evolution.
Yeah.
To open up to a bigger picture of ourselves.
Yeah.
It's amazing, yeah.
And just before we stop, you are in a farm, you are doing agriculture with the earth and doing, so you very much in your mind, it's like you know that everything need to be in balance in Mother Earth and what you are seeding. Can you say a little bit before we close it up?
Yeah, we thank you, Aunt Peggy, for asking me. Yeah, we've said several times in this interview, we mentioned how important it is to live that, which, you know, to live it in your daily life. And I guess that's why I was really driven. I could not do anything else than also start to really put my hands in the earth and to do something with the earth. And it's amazing how the earth is teaching us how we are receiving so much back in the ongoing invitation to include everything. And that's what natural farming is all about. It's including everything. And we've mentioned it several times. It's always being of assistance of a greater whole, not trying to control everything, but just witness. Okay, now the earth is growing this there. Okay, and not there. There is something else growing there. And this is this combination of herbs here. And we put vegetables in it and they don't have much place. What is happening here? To just be with everything. And you've mentioned it already. To listen and to also be responsible. We've built up a lot of karma towards the earth.
Yeah.
And it's just to be responsible in the sense of, where can I be of service to you, earth, and to help you, not to harm you even more, but just to help you to regain your fertility. What do you need? How can I be of service? Which way can I do without doing? So I'm not doing to control and to get as much vegetables and fruits as possible. No, I'm doing in a flow where I serve the greater whole. And then I trust that there will be abundance. Maybe not this month, not this year, maybe even not next year, but there will be abundance somewhere, somehow.
I love what you said, because all the thing you said, you can put it into our body. It's just the same principle. So the principle we have spoken about you, about earth and other ecosystem, it is all is ecosystem.
Yes. Yeah.
Microcosmos.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Micro and macro. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we are Mother Earth.
We are. I have so much reverence for the earth and how she is with us, and the energy all around here. Oh, wow.
It is the cross in us, because it's like the cross. It is not the religion. It is this is the earth, and this is the divine. So it is our
I know.
task to navigate between this Mother Earth and the divine.
I know.
Yeah. So that's the real meaning with the cross. It's like, okay, how can we intertwine the divine of us with Mother Earth? And we need both. It's balanced. That's also a symbol for the ecosystem.
I know. And within that, the portals are opening to all the beings that are living here.
Wow, we went deep.
We really went deep.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And thank you so much for when I explained what happened to me, you lifted it up and could give a context. Then it's easier to understand, because when we change thoughts, change program, it can be hard to follow. Because I know that a lot of people have said to me, we cannot follow you and Peggy anymore, because I have taken a big leap. And I said, well, I will try to use words that are understandable, but when we evolve so radically, it can be hard also, because it cannot actually not be described with words, because it is an experience. So we try to find words, and most of the words on Mother Earth are poisoned. There are so much condemning in words, and especially in religious words. So we try to name experience, and that isn't that's why we have so much misunderstanding. But we do as best as we can.
We really do. Yeah. I love it. And I love you and your energy, Aunt Peggy. Thank you.
And thank you, Violet, for being my mirror. I love the medicine woman talk with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Aunt Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.